I don't think anyone is capable of negotiating at that level either, Alexander. I mean, maybe Merkel could at that level, but, you know, after Minsk, impossible. I mean, Stubb, Draghi, Kallas, Ursula, I don't think they're qualified. I don't even think they would know where to begin in such types of negotiations. I mean, you really need someone who knows their stuff, who's a real professional diplomat, and these people are just not that.
When Putin was asked who you think should be Europe's chief negotiator, and he proposed, he mentioned the name of Gerhard Schröder, it wasn't that he really expects Gerhard Schröder to be the chief negotiator. He was basically saying, no one, the Europeans don't have anyone that I really believe that I can work with. If it was someone like Schröder, well, maybe it would be different. But they won't want Schröder, and they don't have anyone else like him. That was the point Putin was actually making. It's very bizarre, by the way, how so many people in Europe actually believe that Putin actually seriously proposed Schröder as chief negotiator. Again, you would have thought that after 26 years of Vladimir Putin being in power in Moscow, by now the Europeans should understand him and should know how he speaks. But clearly they don't even know that.
Yeah, well, there is no Schröder, there is no Chirac, there is no Kohl. No. There's no one like that in Europe anymore. I mean, remember Ursula in Scotland with Trump when they were negotiating the trade deal? No. I mean, that's the best that Europe has. That trade deal, it wasn't even a negotiation. That trade deal with Trump was a freaking disaster for the European. The worst negotiated deal in all of history.
Correct.
So, I mean, Europe, the EU has nobody qualified to go to Moscow and to deal with Putin and Lavrov and these heavy hitters.